We are looking at sport and accessible sport from British Blind Sport. Now, the organisation is there to promote all sorts of activities, sport, leisure activities for blind and partially sighted people, encourage you to get involved. And indeed, they work with some of the big governing bodies, gyms, and clubs as well to make them more accessible. Now, we are going to be chatting with Alex Pitts about the First Steps project because there's some new news to tell you about that. Alex, thank you very much for joining us.
As always, thanks for having me, Alan.
Just give us a bit of background first, Alex, to the project itself. What's it all about? Who is it targeting?
So our First Steps project is a project aimed at children ages of 3 to 11, and it's about providing them with the basic motor competencies and motor development aids and support so that they can have the same access and the same experience of sport and physical activity as their fully sighted peers. So the First Steps pack gets posted out to a child who registers for it. It contains an audible ball called Jangles, an activity book. They get an activity map as well, and they can follow their journey through First Steps. Not only do they get the pack, they also get some one-to-one support with our First Steps officer, Jane. And it's just about really supporting a child and their family to be able to have positive experiences of sport and physical activity.
Getting the little ones early, I suppose it helps build confidence of the family, letting the child get involved in these kind of more physical activities because they may be a little hesitant to do that.
More so now than ever, children with a visual impairment are based in mainstream schools. And we've heard some feedback and heard some experiences of children that maybe are not as encouraged to take part in physical education as their sighted peers and their sighted students in the school, which is just really sad to hear. But we want to kind of encourage and remind these children that there is sports available to them and sport and physical activity is inclusive with just some minor adaptations, and that's what this pack's all about, really.
You piloted the project then in certain areas. So was it a success and you're looking to take it to the next stage now?
Due to it being kind of a really innovative new idea, we just wanted to test it and make sure that it was something that was of demand, taking any learning and get any feedback from that. So initially we were funded in local areas by local funders to roll the project out into different areas. So I think we've done some First Steps work in Scotland, Yorkshire. Last year we were in the Northwest and then the Western East Midlands as well. And just off the back of last year, we found out that we were successful with some funding from Children in Need to be able to roll the project out nationally, which is really exciting. And that's something that we're going to be working on over the next 3 years.
And you're taking those next steps with First Steps, but has the coronavirus situation interfered with that at all? You have to look at things a little bit differently as well.
Yeah, so we actually managed to recruit our National First Steps officer, Jane, at the start of this year. And then with COVID, that delayed our kind of recruitment and also just posting out packs and things, just a little bit too high risk initially. So we've had a slight delay in getting the packs out, but now Jane is fully in post and she's managed to send out the packs. We've had 90 families register so far for a pack, which is really good. And we've got the capacity to send out 450 over 3 years as well. So we've still got plenty of spots left. But what we wanted to do as well, whilst children weren't necessarily attending clubs, or even, with the schools being closed during COVID, we wanted to and continue to engage children in their homes. So we've been working with some inclusive deliverers to do some fun virtual activities with Jangles, the audible ball from First Steps. So we've been doing some dance classes, yoga classes, and acro gymnastics classes as well, which incorporates First Steps and the Jangles ball, and which really encourages the children to take part in and follow along. And it's all audio described as well, so really inclusive for these kids.
Fantastic. So you're really looking for more people to come on board and really just sign up to the project.
Yeah, that's correct. So we're encouraging any child between the ages of 3 to 11 and for their families to go onto our website and register for their child to receive a First Steps pack and take part in the project.
It's all about getting the kids involved, but are you looking to engage the families as well? Do they get peer support or help and advice from BBS as well?
Yeah, definitely. So that's the kind of role of our First Steps officer, Jane, is that She supports the families to provide information on how to almost challenge poor practice in schools or in any kind of environment, to also provide the families with some encouragement about how they can integrate their child with their siblings and take part in kind of any activities, even if they're not VI bespoke activities. So what guidance they can give and everything like that, just to provide any advice and support to the family to enable that child to have a really positive experience from a developmental age.
Okay, well, let's get people more involved, Alex. If people would like to find out more about this and we get their kid involved, what's the best way to do that?
You can sign up direct on our website. We've got a registration form online, so www.britishblindsport.org.uk/first-steps. You can email us at firststeps@britishblindsport.org.uk. Or you can give Jane a call on her mobile number, which is 07 9577 19251.
Let's hope many people do get involved. It sounds like a fantastic project, getting the little ones involved in leisure and moving about and a bit of sport in there as well. Alex, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan.